shores of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
And welcome. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. A news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch and where we go any place, I mean every place, where other talk shows refuse to tread. Angels go where wise men, something like that.
Wise men don't go.
Wise men don't go where angels go.
No, man.
Well, never mind, dude. I mean, we'll clear that one up and we'll clear it out momentarily. But anyway, welcome to our program this evening. The first hour of our show we're going to dedicate to discussing Joe Paterno. I think it needs to be discussed. With us is going to be Brad Rifkin of the Rifkin Advertising Agency in Las Vegas. And we'll be discussing a documentary that he's commissioned about Joe Paterno and about a clear-eyed, dry-eyed, but nonetheless respectful look at the life and times of Joe Paterno. Other news, of course, has to do with debates. Rand Paul was refusing a TSA pat-down and was kept off a flight. So we're going to get into a couple of these interesting side stories this evening here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and we're online at philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com. If you got a backstage pass, you can watch the live video cast of our show every night, Phil TV in HD. You can also join us for Sunday Football with Phil, which we were in the midst of yesterday when I got a text from a daughter, and I got another text from somebody else, and I had a professional and a family crisis, and I had to stop doing Sunday Football with Phil.
Yeah, but everybody's waiting for you to do the football.
I know everybody wants me to do football, but guess what? Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans, in the words of John Lennon.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so in any event, that's what happened, but do join us, because you never know what will happen in Sunday Football with Phil. We are planning on being with you for the Super Bowl, which will be between the New York Giants and the New England Patriots. Thank you very much. Did I call the Giant game? Yes, I did. The number is 877-876-PHIL. I don't mean to rub it in, and I got an awful lot of people who were upset with me in the Bay Area when I, quote, took to Twitter, end quote, and essentially said that I didn't like the commentary about Kyle Williams, that poor kid that fumbled the ball, and apparently he is I'm doing everything that Dan told me not to do, which is to just get right into the show, is what he wants me to do, and I'm not doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to say.
All right, let's get Brad Rifkin on here. Again, our number 877-876-PHIL, and of course, online at philhendryshow.com. Brad Rifkin is the president and chief executive officer of Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas, and he has been on our program before talking about the arts and entertainment world as well as the world of marketing and advertising. Brad, how are you doing this evening?
Well, I'm pretty fair. Thank you for having me on your program.
And this is a look at the life and times of Joe Paterno, as you say, clear-eyed and dry-eyed. What does that mean?
Well, what it means essentially, Phil, is that we're not going to take pot shots, but we're also not going to hold back. That means that we're not going to revel in the nastiness of these recent allegations about the Penn State program and whatever the part Coach Paterno might have played in them. We're not going to avoid it, though. And we're also not going to avoid the other much, much richer and much longer portion of his life and his career, which, of course, was as the head football coach there at Penn State, where they won two national championships. They were a top 25 team, I think, of his 46 years. They were top 25, 38 of those years. So it was quite a legacy, and it was quite a run. And that's what we're going to focus on.
Now, in doing this interview tonight, you've asked me to be respectful with the questioning, but you have said you will be completely honest with your research and what you found, and very, very honest with your view of Joe Paterno, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, Phil. The only thing that we have said when we do interviews, and we've done some half dozen now here on radio as well as television, both locally and nationally.
What national shows have you done?
Well, we did the Bill Kaczynski show, which is a talk show on CNBC. Another interview show that Mary Madeline and a few others. Not myself, but my partner, Tom Weatherly, did those. So we have definitely been out there, and it's gone very well. We just simply ask people to be respectful with the questions that they ask, and not turn it into anything juvenile, which I know that...
Well, we don't want to do that. And the nature of these accusations are such that it's not a joking matter at all.
Absolutely, Phil.
And it's not a joking matter at all. And of course, we want to get to the bottom of it. And of course, if Coach Paterno has at all been overly criticized, if he has been targeted too harshly, if he's been made unfairly the target of much of this, then we'd like to know that too.
Well, that's what we feel. That's what we feel. We'd like to find out too as we go through this process. Now, we believe that there's a lot that can be said about Joe Paterno in the negative. In the negative. But we also believe that it has to come out in an objective and, as I say, a dry-eyed and clear-eyed way, sans emotion, so that we can finally get the truth. And the sooner you do that, the sooner you are able to pull yourself away from the emotion of the events themselves. And that's why it's very difficult for a contemporary people to write the history of their times, because they're too wrapped up in those times. And it does take a number of years sometimes to look at an era. That's where we're trying to speed that process up.
And you're trying to be as historically objective as perhaps someone 20, 30 years down the road would be.
Exactly.
All right, well, let's start with Joe Paterno, the man. And I want to work backwards, if you don't mind, Brad.
All right.
He is approached by a assistant coach and is told some things happened, and he went to the university people. All of this stuff is a matter of record, right?
Well, you're getting into an area that's very, again, this is what I mean. You're getting into an area here that's a little bit sensitive.
But this is all a matter of record, isn't it?
The fact that he went to the university is a matter of record. The fact that the assistant coach came to him and said something to him is a matter of record, but we don't know what he said. He might have not made any sense. He might have said, he might have lied.
You're talking about McCreary?
Yes.
This is a guy whose testimony is on record with the grand jury.
No, I know it's on record, but we don't know. See, in other words, what you're doing is you're getting into an area here that I'm not comfortable with. You're asking, what did he say? I don't know what he said. And it's very possible, Phil, I think, when you do that, it's very possible to start making things up. So what I would rather do is not get into that, but perhaps take the question from someplace a little bit easier, you know, where you can say, for instance...
Well, you pose the kind of question that you think you want me to pose.
All right, well, you can ask me, for instance, what is the significance of the 400 wins for Coach Paterno in the overall, you know, when you look at college football history?
And yeah, but hold on for a minute, Brad, if you don't mind.
Sure.
That doesn't have anything to do with a scandal.
No, I know that. It doesn't have anything to do with a scandal. You're right. You're right.
What would be a question about the scandal?
Well, a question for the scandal, if you're talking about, you could say, if you want to ask me a question that I would be comfortable answering, for instance, when did he meet, what did he think of Sandusky?
What did he think of Sandusky? What does that mean?
Well, in other words, if Sandusky is guilty of these crimes, which I believe personally he is, how was Sandusky maneuvering to put the blame on Joe Paterno?
Well, that's not a question that I would ask.
Okay.
The reason why I wouldn't ask that question is because it's a leading question. I don't know that Sandusky was maneuvering to put the blame on Paterno.
All right, but again, see, you're getting, I don't want this man disrespected. That's my number one concern. I don't want Joe Paterno disrespected.
I totally agree with you. If the man is not deserving of disrespect, then we don't want to give him any. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Brad Rifkin is on the line with us here. Excuse me. I've got what I call my Monday... I've got my Monday hoarse voice, which is nothing other than having not used my voice. Although I was screaming during the game.
What, you watching the pro games?
I did. We did our Sunday football with Phil, and I literally let out a couple of yells when the Giants scored.
I could not believe the Giants win. That was a great game.
Right. So getting back to Paterno.
Right.
Let's talk about Sandusky and Paterno, okay?
All right.
Sandusky says that he never, that Paterno never brought anything up to him at all. So we're to assume that Paterno went to the authorities and the authorities, quote unquote, dealt with it, but Sandusky never heard anything from Paterno. That's what he said.
I don't know, Phil. All I know is I don't want Joe Paterno disrespected in this interview we're doing. We don't disrespect him.
I'm not trying to disrespect him.
Well, I understand that, but you're asking me what?
You said to me that you have no problem going anywhere to answer questions about Joe Paterno.
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right. Okay, then what does that mean?
It means you can ask me questions that are relevant to the situation without disrespecting the coach. I mean, with the inference you're making here is that Paterno is a liar. And
no, sir, I'm not making that inference. I'm saying that Sandusky...
You're saying Sandusky's a liar.
Well, I'm not saying either one. I'm saying that Sandusky says that Paterno never said anything to him. That doesn't make Paterno a liar. That means that Paterno...
The entire tenor of your questioning from the very beginning has been what, who knows what, and I don't like mucking around, and that's what we're doing here, Phil. Unfortunately, we're playing in the mud a little bit. We're getting into the mud of child molestation and splashing around in it, and I don't want to do that.
I'm not doing that. I'm asking about the veracity of the variety of principles here, starting with the coach, Paterno, going to Sandusky.
Well, when you say veracity, Coach Paterno went to these authorities. Then Sandusky says that Coach Paterno didn't say nothing to him. What that says to me is that Coach Paterno was so disgusted by the everything, being the upstanding man that he is, being the man of integrity that he is, and the man of spiritual honor that he is, he didn't want to even talk about taking showers with kids. He was so disgusted with it. So I would say to you that if Coach Paterno was here right now, he'd be so sickened to his stomach by the whole conversation you and I are having, he probably would have got up and left by now. That's how I would answer your question.
That Coach Paterno would have gotten up and left by now?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're talking here with... can you hold on, Brad?
Yes, I can, Phil.
We're talking here with Brad Rifkin about the documentary that he's made on the life and times of Joe Paterno. And it's a no-holds-barred, as he said. 877-876-PHIL, although I haven't had any questions really answered here, and that's what we want to get to the bottom of. You know, all I want to do is ask a question. I don't mean any disrespect. I just would like to have a question answered. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show.
And welcome back here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Brad Rifkin, and he is with the Rifkin Advertising Agency in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we're talking about the life and times of Joe Paterno, a new documentary that's coming out that has been produced by Brad, and it takes a no-holds-barred, dry-eyed, clear-eyed look at Joe Paterno. And if you say it's a no-holds-barred, dry-eyed, and clear-eyed look, then we should be able to talk about it, right?
Well, I'm not comfortable with the discussion of Coach Paterno here in these terms. We take a no-holds-barred, very hard-hitting look at Joe Paterno in the movie.
And can you tell me in the movie what is the most no-holds-barred thing that you say?
Well, I don't know that I don't like talking negative about the coach on these kinds of shows, Phil, and the reason why is because, I have a great deal of respect for Joe Paterno, and I don't like a lot of the stuff that I've heard and a lot of the things I've seen, and I don't like any of it. yes, we take a no-holds-barred look at Joe Paterno, but you want me to tell you what it is that we say or do that is so no-holds-barred, and I just am not comfortable because, Joe Paterno was a very powerful man. He had a lot of friends and he had a lot of influence. And we've done this very carefully. I don't want to come out and start saying what it is we do in the movie so that suddenly people target me. And I think if you were a little more careful, and I don't mean anything by this, Mr. Henry, you know your business, but you don't want to affect your career by asking a lot of insulting and disrespectful questions, you know. And
well, what is insulting and disrespectful for wanting to know a little bit more about how Joe Paterno figures into this?
Because it's child molestation, and the very idea that Joe Paterno would have anything to do with that in the first place is very insulting and would anger anybody who is a fan of his. It angers me, even though we took a no-holds-barred, very clear-eyed look at Joe Paterno. But the fact that you're talking about it the way you are, I'm not saying anything about you, Phil, but it upsets me a little bit and makes me not want to talk about it because you don't know what you're dealing with.
Well, hold on for a minute, because now all of a sudden we're doing some kind of a weird dance, okay?
No, it's no weird dance. I'm happy to talk about Joe Paterno.
No, you're not, because we've been talking here for the last 20 minutes or so, and we haven't gotten into anything. And,
Well, I beg to differ, Phil. You asked me some questions.
No, we have not gotten into anything. I haven't been able to get a straight, not that you're avoiding me, I don't think I've asked a straight question. Look, if you take a no-holds-barred look at Joe Paterno, and you take a dry-eyed, clear-eyed look at Joe Paterno, and you don't have any, you're being a real journalist about this, and I ask you, okay, give me an example of a dry-eyed and clear-eyed aspect of this story, and you say you're not comfortable because you don't want to disrespect him.
That's exactly right. What I'm saying is on your show, your radio show, and on some of these other shows, I feel like you and other hosts are lying in wait to ambush Coach Paterno. There's nothing that I have to say about him that's going to be all that sensational. There's nothing that I have to say about him that's going to be all that groundbreaking. But what I'm trying to say to you is, you want to play in the muck, and
I'm not playing. No, I do not want to play in any muck.
Well, that's what this story's been. It's been the press has been wanting to sit down in a big filthy mud, in a big filthy puddle of mud and waste, and splash around in it. That's what this has been, and splash around in it like Jerry Sandusky's laughing as they're in their underwear. The comparisons to this case are amazing, where Sandusky slid along the floor with a little kid wearing underwear. The press is now sliding along the muck and feces.
Come on. Where are you going with this? What do you mean by all of this?
By what?
Well, all of this hyperbole. We're talking about a man whose life was significant, but we need some answers here.
Yes, you need answers. But I'm not going. I don't know what you mean by what you just said, but I'm not here to slide around in the filth and the waste. And
I don't believe that I'm doing that, sir. I don't believe I'm doing that, Brad. All I'm doing is asking this question, if you could answer this question for me.
All right.
At what did Joe Paterno say to Jerry Sandusky, or did he?
It's a very good question. But I'm worried that there's a hint of accusation there.
There's a hint of accusation where?
When you ask the question, what did Joe Sandusky or Jerry Paterno say?
Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky.
Right, Joe Paterno and Jerry Sandusky. What did he say to Jerry Sandusky? Well, why are you asking me that?
Because I'm interviewing you, sir, about your movie.
No, I understand that, but what is your ulterior motive with that question?
It's a question that's been asked by a lot of people. A lot of people know. Did Coach Paterno interact with Jerry Sandusky in any way, shape, or form concerning these accusations?
Right, and the way you ask it is a very insulting way. And
I don't think so. I really don't, and I think you're you're getting really hypersensitive here.
Well, if I'm being hypersensitive, I apologize, but it seems like you're being rude. And again, Phil, I don't want us...
I know, to get down in the muck and play in the waste.
Well, I don't want to be some kid in underwear sliding along the floor in a shower. In a figurative sense, I want this to be respectful.
877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Phil Henry Show, we'll be right back.
You know what I mean?
This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
And welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL. With me is Brad Rifkin, who has directed a film called The Life and Times of Joe Paterno. It's a documentary that you claim is a dry-eyed and clear-eyed look at Joe Paterno, and you claim is a dry-eyed and clear-eyed look at his legacy, but you don't want to talk about, you really don't want to talk about Joe Paterno.
No, I didn't say that. I just said you've got to be respectful of Joe Paterno. I don't want any discussion of Joe Paterno that is not, that I think is gratuitously offensive. But I entertain any question at all, Mr. Henry.
Any question at all?
Yes, ask me anything about him. I'm just saying you need to be respectful.
Okay, when was he born?
All right, well, that's insulting to me.
Now, well, come on, you said any question at all.
No, but what you're doing is you're being childish. I would like you to ask me a question, you know, that
How old... How many years was he the coach at Penn State?
He was the coach at Penn State for 60... he was the coach at Penn State of 62 years.
How many years was he head coach at Penn State?
I think I just answered your question, sir.
He was head coach at Penn State for 62 years. That means he was head coach at Penn State since 1950?
This is what I'm talking about. You want to argue with me because you are keen on taking down Joe Paterno. And
well, I'm here to tell you that you're factually wrong, sir.
I'm factually wrong about... It doesn't make any difference what I'm right or wrong about. What I'm trying to make the point is...
Yes, it does make a difference. How many years was Joe Paterno the head coach at Penn State?
He was coached there for 62 years.
Was he the head coach for 62 years?
He was coached there for 62 years. That's all I'm going to answer because, again, this is turning into something that I was hoping that it wouldn't. It's a disrespectful and very offensive look at Coach Paterno. And
I don't think it's disrespectful. This is the point that I'm trying to make. It's not disrespectful when you ask a question about Coach Paterno that has nothing to do with anything other than how many years he was head coach. I didn't ask about anything having to do with him being with this child molestation thing.
But you brought the child molestation up just right now, all right? And that's where you are dying to bring that in. You're dying to somehow connect Coach Paterno being the coach there for 62 years with kids sliding around on bathroom floors in their underwear. And I won't do it. We take a dry-eyed, clear-eyed look at the coach, at the life of Coach Paterno, or at the I was going to say the coach of life Paterno. but
yeah, that's real. You know, I don't find anything funny about this interview when you're avoiding my questions.
I'm not avoiding your questions, sir. I've answered every one of your questions. What I don't want to do is drag Coach Paterno through the human filth.
Oh, all right. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Charlie on the Phil Henry Show. Charlie, go ahead. You're on with Brad Rifkin. Go ahead, sir.
Well, Phil, this is Charlie. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I've heard some real asinine conversation in my time, but I've never heard anyone who's asked the question, what is, let's talk about Coach Paterno. And this gentleman says, I want to talk about Coach Paterno. I have not heard one thing said. What would you like me to say, sir? I would like you to answer some of Mr. Henry's questions. I've answered every... No, you have not answered every one of his questions. You have avoided his questions. When he asked you about Coach... When he asked you what was said by Coach Paterno to Coach Sandusky, you said it was too disrespectful. I said I will not disrespect Coach Paterno. I'll answer any question so long as it's not attempting to be a filthy and innuendo. There's nothing filthy about that, sir. It was simply Coach Paterno, a question about whether or not Coach Paterno had talked to Coach Sandusky about this. And I think it's also, too, if I could say this, Phil.
You're sort of not listening to what this man is saying.
Yes, I am. No, he's not, Phil. He's not listening because he's avoiding me the way he was avoiding you. No, sir, I'm saying this. Coach Paterno, can I just remind both of you gentlemen of something? Coach Paterno passed on Saturday night. Do you want to be a little more respectful? Sir, we're being respectful. We're asking a question.
You're the guy who made the movie, right?
Yes.
You're the guy that wants to promote the documentary, this respectful view of Coach Paterno. I'm very happy to do that.
Okay.
All right. So when you come on my show and you want to ask a question...
You should answer the question. Hey, can I ask this gentleman, Charlie, is that your name?
Yes.
Why don't you let me talk to Mr. Henry, because I can understand you're elderly and you're real nervous and you're butting in. And I'm not... First of all, my age has nothing to do with it, and if I want to butt in, I'll do that.
All right, well, hold on. Don't be... You talk about being disrespectful.
No, but as soon as the gentleman called, he was empowered by the fact that you agree with him. And he's very nervously jumping all over me. If the guy was a dog, I would be covered I'd be covered in slobber. And what does that mean exactly, sir?
All right, look, his point is, and I agree with his point, that you have not answered directly any of these questions. And
I have answered as directly.
No, you have not. No, you have not answered.
All right, I tell you what, Charlie, ask him a question.
What do you mean he's asking me a question? I just got done telling you that this man is elderly. He is, there's a sense that I have that he's slobbering on me. And
what does that mean, sir, that I'm slobbering on you? I'm calling and talking to you. Do I sound like I'm slobbering?
Well, you're talking fast.
All right, Charlie, I tell you what, Mr. Rifkin, don't ask any more questions. Just please follow my direction. Answer, Charlie, you ask him a question.
Well, I don't feel like following your direction.
You know what? You're going to have to. Ask him a question that you wanted to ask, Charlie.
Well, I will ask the same question that you asked, Phil. See, that proves right there. He doesn't have, he's just, you know, he's following along trying to get brownie points from the talk show host.
Mr. Henry, if I can't ask a question...
See, you don't want anybody to ask you a question. You're putting him down, you know.
Well, I don't. He's going to say I'm going to ask the same question you asked, Phil. That's him trying to get brownie points. He's getting talk radio brownie points, and I'm not here to get anybody their brownie points.
I'm not trying to get brownie points. I was asked to ask a question, and that's what I'm going to do. And if I may be allowed to.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask, whether you like it or not, Mr. Rifkin, the question that Mr. Henry asked, did Coach Paterno say anything to Jerry Sandusky about these activities?
And I will say to you what I said to Mr. Henry. That's a very disrespectful question. It disrespects...
Well, how does that disrespect him?
How does that disrespect Coach Paterno?
Because you want to find out the dirty, filthy details. And
I don't want to find out anything other than whether or not this man was culpable in covering up a crime. That's all I want to find out.
And I reminded you that Coach Paterno passed on Saturday night, and
I understand that.
Hold on. And he's passed on Saturday night, and all you want to do is muck around and play in dirty diapers.
Mr. Henry, this is the most asinine guest I've ever heard. He's talking about me playing in a diaper. I called this program because I thought that he was avoiding your questions, and now I know he is. But you called up because you want to play in the diapers. And
what, you know, nobody here is trying to get into anything more salacious or filthy than finding out conversations that took place. Nothing more than that. You're the one who keeps referring to wearing underwear and sliding around in the bathroom and getting
into someone's diapers. And, boy, is that ever a loaded comment, too.
What do you mean, like, the loaded? When you say loaded, you mean like a loaded diaper?
No, I don't mean... Oh boy.
Tell you what, Charlie, thank you for the call, okay?
Well, All
right, our number one, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. Talking here with Brad Rifkin from Rifkin Advertising. We're going to take a break here, Brad, but... the questions that you've been able to avoid here this evening.
I'm not trying to avoid. I'm trying to be respectful. And
when he asked the question, what was said, if anything, between Coach Paterno and Jerry Sandusky, you said that was disrespectful.
Absolutely.
Why?
I had said to you, I said to your producer, I will answer any question. It's no holds barred. But I will not answer a question that has to do with pulling, you know, trying to get dirty, talk dirty. And I feel that that question was designed to get me to start talking dirty stuff. And I would not do it.
Well, you realize that by saying that, you're inferring that there was something, quote, dirty said between Coach Paterno and Jerry Sandusky.
No, I am not.
Yes, you are.
I don't understand it, sir.
Well, because if you don't want to talk about anything dirty, then you don't want to talk about any conversation that took place between Sandusky and Paterno, and therefore you are, avoiding the question.
No. Yeah, that's...
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Hang on. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, talking with Brad Rifkin from Rifkin Advertising about Jerry Sandusky, Joe Paterno, really about the life and times of Joe Paterno. And it's turned into quite the conversation whereby he's not telling us anything. 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
You haven't answered any questions. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Hendry Show. On the line with me is Brad Rifkin from Rifkin Advertising in Las Vegas, Nevada, as we talk about a documentary that he has produced entitled The Life and Times of Joe Paterno, a respectful one, but clear-eyed and dry-eyed. And I have to tell you, Brad, I really do respect you for a documentary that does not try to be salacious, a documentary that doesn't try to insult the coach. One that is respectful to his family.
Absolutely, Phil. We felt that was very important.
Okay, I appreciate all of that. I'm trying to find the connection between that very respectful approach and what you call a dry-eyed and clear-eyed and objective, no-holds-barred...
That's right.
...documentary, because you have found every question just about asked tonight insulting. I'm going to turn it over now to my audience...
Well, I don't mind taking phone calls, Phil, from your audience, but I have not, in my experience in doing talk radio programs, I have not found the call-in portions of these shows that I've done to be any more, illustrative of an intelligent investigation than the hosts. This is not a comment on you. I'm just hopeful that the people that call are halfway, bright enough to not make it all about whatever they're interested in, the sex.
And I don't think anybody, and I'm offended by every time I hear the description of sex abuse scandal. I don't see anything about sex on these things. I think they're violent intrusions, violent assaults by adult people on children. And even throwing the word sex into it makes me want to throw up. But let's go to a phone call here. We have Chad on the line. Chad, you're on the Phil Hendry Show here with Brad Rifkin. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mr. Brad, I just want to know if Mr. Joe was so good a coach, why wouldn't he go out and tell anybody instead of keeping the secret for 62 years or how many years it's been?
Well, now you're saying he knew about it for all 62 years. I don't think that's been established. Okay.
Well, what do you mean 62 years? Is that how long this took place?
This gentleman just said it.
It good. Nobody knows. It just come out.
Right.
That's right. And so I would say this to you, Chad. Coach Paterno was doing the very best he could to coach and to educate young people. And all of a sudden, and all this stuff's going on for 62 years, and then all of a sudden...
How can he be coaching and educating people when he's hiding stuff like that in the closet? And he knows his coach is... Playing with little boys
in the bathroom. You're getting disrespectful. See, that's what I'm saying. And
wait a minute. Wait. This is a good question. And by the way, he wasn't head coach for 62 years.
He was coach for 62 years.
He was head coach for 44. He coached there for 62 years.
Right. And there could have been this kind of thing. Sandusky might have been added.
Sandusky's 67, so he would have been molesting kids from the time he was five?
I don't know what happened there.
Are you telling me that Sandusky was not a coach there at the age of five?
No, of course he was not. It's not to say that he wasn't there. He might have been.
I want to know if Mr. Joe supposed to be a good coach, and I'll understand that.
Yes.
Why would he let somebody on his coaching staff that play with little kids in a bathroom?
He didn't let them. First of all, it wasn't in a bathroom. It was in a shower.
The same thing, a shower in the bathroom and a dorm is the same thing.
No, it's different. In one, you go to the bathroom and a toilet, and in the shower,
you go walk in the hall, you got your bathroom, just all in the same different place. But all I want to know is how can he let somebody coach under him? That's only not giving his coaching staff a bad name, that's giving him a bad name, the school a
right.
bad name, and everything else.
Well, Mr. Henry, I asked Mr. Henry, Chad, that the questions be respectful and not be mucking around in the dirt. And your question sort of does. Your question sort of does.
See, you know the truth, but you don't want to come out and tell it because you know what's
good
and what's not.
Yes, I do. I do want to tell it, but it sounds like you're monkeying around.
Well, quit beating around the bush and let everybody know what's going on. They want to know.
I'm not beating around the bush. I want to keep this as respectful as I can.
Well, no, I think the gentleman just hit the nail on the head. You're beating around the bush.
All right, and you're using the term beating around the bush because it's a little ha-ha, wink-wink. Isn't that right? Isn't that why you guys are saying beat around the bush? Because it gives you a cheap thrill?
So you telling me you're a head coach.
Are you kidding?
Hold on. You telling me you're a head coach. You find out when your staff's playing with little boys in the shower, but you ain't going to tell nobody. You're going to ruin your name for your coaching staff.
No, I didn't say that, sir. I said that I first of all, this is a dry-eyed, clear-eyed look at Joe Paterno, so I'm not going to hold back anything, but
you hold them back.
I don't
you
want
them
any.
Back. Anybody to ask you something? You hold them back on you. You saying the same.
What am I holding back?
You haven't answered the guy's question. Did Joe Paterno have a my conversation? My question is the same as Chad's in a lot of ways. I'm saying, did Paterno have a conversation with Sandusky?
You're saying that Sandusky was coaching there when he was 5 years old. That's impossible. And
I did not say that. I said Joe Paterno was coached there for 62 years. Jerry Sandusky is 67. That means Jerry Sandusky would have been there at the age of five. I doubt it. And you said it's possible.
Not as a coach, no. But as a little kid walking around.
Molesting other kids?
Mr. Henry, I don't know anything about this crime. It's a dirty, filthy, perverted crime, and I react to it the same way Coach Paterno does, with revulsion and with confusion. If the young man here, Chad, is asking me why didn't he tell somebody, I think he did. He went to the administration and he said, this guy that coaches for me, this McQuarrie, saw something. You handle it because it makes me want to retch even thinking about it. Now, that would pretty much be my response. I don't know about you two gentlemen, but I would suspect
that. Okay, he supposed to say that, but that was after somebody could come out and say something about it. Not when it was happening. A young man that was there went to the coach, Mr. Joe, and told him. Well, he should have been a man enough to tell the president board.
I don't know what they call it either. They call it the president in the board, like in the club. They drink in a cocktail club.
Yeah. Wait a minute! It's called the president of the university. You don't know that?
Yes, I know it, but I.
And another thing, he could have made a bigger step. He could have went to law with it. If he's so good a person, don't disrespect nobody, but if he's so good a person, what's that been your little boy or your little girl or somebody?
You just disrespected Joe Paterno by asking that question.
That's absurd. That's absurd. That's absurd. You can't do a documentary.
No, he just did. He disrespected Coach Paterno by saying, how come you didn't go? Why didn't he go? He was 84 years old. He probably has a difficult time finding his way to the car. And you're asking him now.
So now he's senile. So every single defense you can throw up. And, you know, I have to tell you, I didn't really want to do this show.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, I did not want to do this show 2 days after this poor man dies. But you came on with your movie.
Well, I would say to you, Chad, the reason why Coach Paterno didn't say anything is because he's a decent man, he's got guts, and he's got honor, and it probably made him want to throw up. How do you go and tell somebody something like that when you're vomiting into a toilet all afternoon?
Well, how can you...
That is an asinine...
How can you know somebody's kid's getting molested and stuff and not say nothing? I'd rather be embarrassed and stuff than help this little kid and then hide it under the... throw it under the carpet somewhere.
He went to the leadership, to the room of the leaders.
What's the room of the leaders?
The president board, whatever the hell.
Okay, Chad, thank you very much, sir, for your questions. Good questions. I appreciate your call very much. 877-876-PHIL. We're going to continue with this. We're not going to let him go. We're not letting Mr. Rifkin go until he starts answering some questions. 877-876-PHIL. He wants to respect Joe Paterno, but he wants a dry-eyed, clear-eyed, no-holds-barred look. He hasn't answered any questions at all. I don't even know if his movie's in black and white or color. It's the Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back.
Went to the leader president council board. That's where he went.
What a jackass.
Phil Henry.